please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Gonzo OG just making a video about women are evil, men are simps. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, I know you guys are kicking ass and taking names, but some of you are right there trying to get these women. Yes, women are beautiful, sweet, sexy, and taste so, so good. But then women have these stupid ass ideas. Yes, and guess what? You get the short end of the stick, so what can you do? Really, what can you do? I know. Do your own thing. That's an idea, right? Yeah, look at this lovely lady. Oh yeah, she's so, so pretty. I think she might be a beaner bitch. She's one of my people, I assume. It doesn't matter. But this bitch says, ladies, if you're pregnant, please don't give that baby the father's last name. Yes, this chick took the cream pie, and she wants to take your money too, but she doesn't want to give the kid your last name. Okay then, so I guess you get no money from me. Why should I support you if you're going to be disrespecting me? Yes, this is fucking disrespectful. Very, very disrespectful. But are you going to take it? Most likely, yes. Remember, fellas, you can't make these women happy. They got these stupid-ass ideas. Look at this author. She write this fucking nonsense. It says, I am strong, independent woman, but I still want the guy to make the first move. Yes, she's strong, independent, but she wants you to do all the things? All the heavy lifting? Fucking retarded. Yeah, then this stupid Down syndrome baby, she fucks up again and says, I contracted genital warts. Why am I not ashamed? Because you're a fucking dirty degenerate pig and you have no shame. Yes, and these are the type of chicks that you need to get with. Oh yes, enjoy. And look at this, phase 3 on the stupid level. It says, why I cheated after swearing I never would is because you're a degenerate whore and you don't respect the men that you're with. Oh yes, fellas, this is the kind of things that you have to deal with. Enjoy. Yes, this chick, Amy Horden, she says in the last one, seriously, why can't I find a decent man? Because you're not a decent woman. You do some fucked up sick things, and you think a man's supposed to put up with this shit. Ooh, yes, fucking the thought process these lovely ladies have. Oh yeah, now that we're talking about fucking the Down syndrome women have, here's another chick coming up talking shit because her cousin, which is younger than her, is getting married. So yes, let's get watch that Down syndrome.
My cousin, who is younger than me, is getting married today. Meanwhile, I have credit card debt.
Oh yeah, look at this chick. She's already telling you what's wrong with her. She has debt. Do you want to marry this chick? She probably has like $100,000 worth of student debt, and she wants you to pay for her. Hey, at least she's skinny. But, I don't know, guy. This chick might fucking be more trouble than she's worth. Just, something that I feel, but who knows. Oh yeah, and a side note, this is for entertainment purposes only, so stop being lame and start striking me and all that shit. If you don't like it, fuck off. Just saying.
I am in a toxic situationship with one of my exes.
Last week, I got disowned by my father for having an OnlyFans account. Duh! Dumb bitch.
Last week, I was so broke that instead of getting an Uber to the airport, I had a random guy from Hinge drive me.
Oh, okay, and did you fuck him before or after he took you there? Or were you just a fucking bitch and just gave him a blue balls and took off on him? That's probably what happened. That's fucked up, but whatever. Guys want to simp for these bitches. Enjoy.
And this year I have had chlamydia twice. So far.
Mazel tov. This bitch is a petri dish of disease. Which way, darky? Are you gonna go for it or not? Probably. Enjoy. Oh yes, sweetheart, drink your problems away. Take it from me, I've done that before, and guess what? It doesn't work. Yes, if you're angry and depressed and all that shit, that just means you need to change your life. Yeah, you just gotta tweak it a little bit. Yeah, I suggest stop being a whore, stop being a degenerate, stop drinking, go to school or level up somehow, but yeah, stop doing that shit. And maybe stop being so hypersexualized. Yeah, tone it down. Be a little bit more conservative. Oh yeah, and also get yourself some breast implants because you look like a boy. Just an opinion, but you do you, boo.
Happy wedding.
Yeah, this crazy cat lady's wishing her cousin the best wedding she could have. Wow, yes, someone's bitter, don't you think? Yes, women are gonna go down this trajectory. Oh, and it's gonna be so fucking fun. Yeah, they're gonna be falling, trying to get all those fucking branches that they didn't get when they were hotter and younger, and they're gonna hit the floor and plop, that's what you get. Fucking Icarus, flow too close to the sun and enjoy the rocks below, dumb bitch. Oh yes, and speaking about someone that fucked up, here's another clip of a bitch that nuked her infant child. Why? Because she's a woman. That's why. Let's watch. Yeah, look at this chick's face. This is the person that killed her infant newborn child, and she's like, whatever. Yeah, so look at her face. There's no remorse. There's no... Yeah, no feeling, there's no nothing there. It's just a blank stare. Yeah, women are fucking psychopaths. Yeah, but men are the fucking dangerous ones? Huh. Okay, make sense of that shit. You suffocated a baby? Really? Really? That's a fucked up way to go. You're one fucked up lady. But yet, you're gonna get out of here scot-free. Yeah, and you're probably gonna go to jail probably like in a... 5 years, I would say, and then you'll be out to do it all over again. And I'm sure a guy's gonna be waiting for you. Oh yeah, there's gonna be guys being her pen pal, and yeah. Fucking guys, so simpy. Don't do that. Please don't. That's so disgusting and shameful. Just saying.
University of Tampa student was back in court this morning. 19-year-old Brianna Moore is accused of suffocating her newborn. Investigators say it happened just after she gave birth in a dorm bathroom last year.
Yeah, wasn't a while back some chick was going to the prom and she gave birth in the bathroom and then she threw the baby into the trash can or dumpster? Yeah, I remember Family Guy was making fun of that shit, that dumpster baby song? Yeah, but yeah, people do this shit. Yeah, and then you could take your kid to the fire department to give it up? Yeah, that's so fucking stupid, it's not a puppy, but you're better off giving it to the cops than letting it die. That's sick. Whatever.
Fox 13's Kylie Jones has the details on this case.
19-year-old Brianna Moore stood before a judge in a Hillsborough County courtroom once again.
Miss Moore, she's present, Your Honor.
The former University of Tampa student has been behind bars since October.
Okay, so that was October of 2024, I'm assuming. And right now, while I'm making this video, it's August 5th of 2025. So that's about 10 months. Yes, so take 10 months to do this shit. Yeah, me personally, it should be like an open and shut case. You should just let her rot in prison. But, yeah, I guess you gotta go through this bullshit.
Moore is accused of giving birth in a dorm bathroom on campus last spring, then leaving the baby to die in a trash can.
We have not had the occasion to prosecute a case like this in a while.
You haven't had a case like this in a while? What the fuck? This should be a zero occurrence thing. Yeah, this shit's unacceptable. Why the fuck are women killing their kids? Yes, you guys wanna act like adults and start fucking and doing all this shit, but you don't wanna take the responsible adult thing and take care of that child. Yeah, that just proves to you that women are nothing but giant children with tits. Except this chick, you can't see her titties. Well, she is wearing a jumpsuit, so it is what it is, right?
But when the opportunity came for us to investigate this case, we followed the law.
The details of the case are, what a judge previously said, enough to disturb anyone. Court documents say after Moore gave birth, she wrapped the baby in a towel and put her in a garbage can.
Yeah, ain't that funny? Yeah, isn't this kind of like a psychopathic fucking thing? Yeah, this chick's a psychopath in my opinion. Huh, you know what's funny? I had a chick call me a psycho before. Yeah, just because I caught her fucking cheating on me and I told her, fuck off, you dirty ass whore. And she told me, no, you fuck up, you psycho. Yeah, you suck another dude's dick and that makes me a psycho, huh? Fuck you, bitch. And fuck this cunt, too.
Prosecutors say it wasn't until roommates and suite mates were woken up by cries that they discovered the scene and called police.
The defendant told security and EMS that the blood in the bathroom was just from a heavy period and that she was not pregnant and has never been pregnant.
Let me guess, so the bathroom looked like the scene from Saw, and this chick's saying that she had a really fucked up period? Holy fuck. Yes, I would have noticed that shit right off the fucking bat, but guess women, they're stupid and shit, so whoo! Fucking female hive mind, so stupid.
During a previous court hearing, detectives said Moore admitted she might have been in denial of being pregnant.
It's absolutely
Oh, she was in denial. I guess everyone's suffering from denial, right? Nobody does nothing. They're like, fucking stupid. Yes. Oh, this chick was in denial. She didn't think she was pregnant. But guess who suffered? This child. Yes, you need to stop listening to these women. Yes, you need to take all the rights away from women. They're not doing anything good. All the stuff that they're doing is destroying lives, not only themselves, but everyone around them. Just like a nuclear weapon. Yes, you need to repeal the 19th and all this other shit. Just saying.
Heartbreaking, and she made a choice, and so she's gonna have to face consequences for making the choice that she did.
I don't know, maybe we're already entering the era of fuck around and find out. Yes, it looks like women are starting to get fucked. It's not as enough as they should. Yes, incidentally, do you know that there was a chick that got killed that was a CEO of the housing market? Yeah, she was making, I think, like $100,000 a minute or some bullshit. Yeah, she was the one making all the housing unaffordable, and she got killed. So, yeah, he's not talking about that because, CEOs. Yeah, Luigi Mangione strikes again, right? Well, anyways, let's continue with this story. That's some other shit.
His attorney previously argued she's cooperated with detectives, and there's no evidence that deemed her a flight risk. In court on Thursday, the judge set a new trial date for the summer. The state attorney's office says Moore is facing several charges, including aggravated manslaughter.
It should be murder, not manslaughter. Maybe it's not premeditated, but she did intentionally kill that child. Oh, no! You gotta give her the benefit of the doubt! Yeah, you give people the benefit of the doubt, and look at this. Eh? But whatever.
We, of course, in making our filing decision, did our due diligence. We wanted to make sure that we chose the right charge, and we did.
You think manslaughter is the proper charge for this fucking chick? Are you stupid? You see what I mean? That women don't deserve to have rights. They don't deserve to go to work. This bitch is giving this chick fucking something light, in my opinion. But no, you can't fuck over this chick because she's a woman. No, she killed a fucking kid. And that kid was a girl too. So that makes her a woman. So what? Woman and woman crime doesn't count? What the fuck? You're stupid.
We've not had anything like this in quite a long time. But
Kylie Jones, Fox 13 News.
Well, today in court, Moore's attorney waived her right to a speedy trial. Her trial was set for next month, but it is now set for July.
We do have...
Great, they're gonna drag that fucking case for a long, long time. Yeah, because this chick doesn't want to go to prison. But guess what? You already are locked up, so technically you already are in prison. So, yeah, you might as well rip that bandit and just take your medicine. But yeah, most likely you're gonna get out fucking lightly. Why? Because that's the type of fucking government that we live in. We have a two-tier legal system. Yeah, some people get fucked and some people get let go scot-free. Look at that Maxwell chick. Yeah, she was in fucking a fucked up prison, and now they're gonna put her in a minimum security prison so she could go molest the other, you know, chicks are in there. Yeah, they're 18, so they're not, but close enough, right? Whatever. You guys need to stop letting these women do whatever the fuck they want. Yeah, I'm ready to take away the rights away from these women, but all you simpy dudes just want to let them do whatever the fuck they want. Guess what, guy? You're not getting to get into her pants, so stop letting women do whatever the fuck they want. Yeah, man up, man. Stop being stupid. But remember, our world is gonna go worse and worse down the toilet, and then we have to clean it up, and it's gonna be really, really fucked up. Yes, we're already gonna go to Civil War, so fuck it, right? Let's do this shit. Remember, when you look up at the midnight sky, remember the Knight Rider. Oh, man. Oh, I love the Mad Max movies. Those are cool. Well, anyways, you guys gotta just move forward and hopefully things get better. But if not, just take care of your shit and become stronger, because it's gonna be bad. Well, you take care of yourself, okay? Goodbye.
You're telling me the Spanish looked at this and said uncivilized? The Inca built the Moray terraces as an agricultural laboratory because each separate circle created a different microclimate so they could figure out exactly what to grow at what elevation. The Inca, who cultivated 44 types of corn and 4,000 types of potatoes. The Inca, who built this stuff 600 years ago and it is still standing because it's all earthquake proof. The Inca, who created salt flats that still to this day aren't privatized. They're all sharing it from the same hot spring in the mountain, and everyone gets a share. Not to mention Coricancha, Machu Picchu, the fact that all of their cities were made intentionally in the shapes of animals that were important to them. This reminds me of exactly what happened in Tenochtitlan. When Cortez laid eyes on that city for the first time, he wrote in his diary that the temples were grander than anything he would have seen in Sevilla. Yeah, you're telling me the Spanish saw this and they said, nah, inferior.